What's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of The Build Up. Make sure to like, share, subscribe on your way in. Just helps us continue to make great content for all of you guys. And we have a very special episode for you today. Obviously, based on the news, you know what we're going to be talking about. Erik ten Hag has been sacked by Manchester United. Ruud van Nistelrooy is taking over as interim for a few games, and there has been some other breaking news about the possible manager to take over from Erik ten Hag, Ruben Emmerin from Sporting. So we're going to get into all of that, the follow-up from Erik ten Hag sacking, what led up to it, what went wrong, and how do we move forward. Just because he's been sacked doesn't mean that all our problems are solved, right? We still have a lot of dead weight to clear out in the squad, a lot of issues that need to be solved, morale issues in the squad. So we're going to get into everything, but appreciate everyone joining. Hassan, Abu, reactions to the news. How are you guys doing?
My reaction was excitement, which kind of wore off thinking of what we're going to do next. Because obviously his time was over. Everyone saw that. It's been months coming. But when the news came, I was very joyful. I even hit a PR in the gym on dumbbell inclines. That's how happy I was. But since it's kind of worn down a bit, I feel like, you know, we don't know what we're going to get. This Emmerin, I feel like if we did want him, why didn't we get him in the summer? Like when we were sounding out all them replacements, Tuchel, you know, Ken and all these lot, but yeah, just looking forward now, seeing what it brings.
Bruv, Ten Haram is now gone. Ten Haram is now gone. I had to put on the blazer. You see this? I had to wear a funeral to my biggest. I had to wear a suit to my biggest ops funeral. He deserved this. Dallo, I'm happy. Miss more open goals, mate. I'm grateful. Garnacho, thank you for missing that sitter. Thank you. VAR, thank you. You screwed us over, but guess what? Long-term gains, bruv. You get me? Long-term gains, he's gone. When I heard about it, I thought I was dreaming. I thought I was in Disneyland. I was like, no way. And then, I didn't care who we got in, as long as we win. As long as he's gone, that's all that matters.
Did you get that suit out just for the episode?
Your mom walking on you in a suit. She's probably like, what are you doing, bro?
Get dry clean.
Watch, this is a celebration.
Did you wear that to work?
Even my dad's like, what are you wearing? I told him it's a funeral, bro. My biggest ops funeral. You see how well I done the tie.
It's well.
Listen, it's a joyous day. It's a joyous day, boys.
Joyous. No, it's you know, on one hand, obviously, you never want to see a guy lose his job, right? It's tough, you know, from a human being perspective. But for the club's perspective, it is definitely a joyous day. We needed change. It was, as Hassan said, it was a long time coming. Should have been sacked a long time ago, if we're being honest. But we're here now, and I don't really know much about Ruben Emmerin, to be honest. Like, I haven't really watched, I can't say I was watching Sporting week in and week out, or, you know, I'm an expert on, you know, 3-4-3 or whatever, you know, the system that he plays. But I was basically at work all day and went to the gym, and then I came back, and it's like he's basically, it's like a done deal now, or that's what it seems like. I can't say I'm like overwhelmed, like super excited by the prospect of him, but like I don't really know that much about him. But what was your guys' reaction to that news?
I tweeted last year that Emmerin was on the list. This was December 2023. So, and now it's nearly November 2024. So, and that was the list that Ineos had out as well. They didn't do the takeover yet, and they already had replacements. So I think it has been a sort of mess. I don't know if you look at the manager situation, it's something they've not handled properly. Because if you've got all those replacements, you interview all the people in the summer, then you get your replacement, you know, a few weeks into, you know, after the international break finishes, you could have done it then as well. I don't know, I feel like it's messy, but Amorim, I've watched him, especially when I was looking at Ugarte two seasons ago. Just going to burst Abu's bubble. He does use a 3-1-6 build-up structure. But the good news is he likes to commit players deep and he likes short passing. And he uses a false nine. It's sort of a more, you know, possession-based approach. But the fluidity is still there. He uses wing-backs, which, you know, we'll get onto, obviously. But if you look at our wingers and you look at our full-backs, I'm not sure if it's a fit, but I'm going to have to wait and see.
Talking about fits, man, we said you appreciate the fit, bro. You appreciate the fit.
I respect the commitment, but the jersey with the blazer and the ties.
Listen.
It leaves a little bit to be desired.
Listen. Matching. So it's all about the drip, man. If you get it, you get it. The man, I'm gonna get it. Listen, Ruben, whenever you speak, you sound like Cristiano Ronaldo. That's all I know of you, bro. And how you knocked out Arsenal in the Europa League a few years ago, was it the Champions League a few years ago? That's all I know about you, bro.
Yeah.
Europa League, that's all I know about you. You have a winning record against Arteta. That's all I care. And Liverpool wanted you in the summer. City wanted you to replace Pep, is what, if you believe the reports. And listen, if you're good enough for Liverpool and City, you're good enough for me, my friend. This 3-1-6 business ain't gonna cut it, though. You gotta learn to switch it up. And the wing-backs, brother, you have like one fit fullback. We don't have no fit fullbacks, barely one. But still, this is how much darkness I had. You could have hired bloody no one from the Chinese Super League and I would have been gassed. I would have been happy. But Ruben, young manager, has won a lot of Sporting. The first title in about, what, 12, 13 years, I think? Or something like that, a long time, essentially. Yeah, he's going to get the best out of Ugarte. I'm not sure what that even looks like. But, yeah, seems like a young, exciting manager going to try and still assist him to get the best out of our players. And, yeah, this is, honestly, I don't know what to expect, but hope is better than the PTSD I have to live with every week as Ten Hag is my manager. So, you know what? I'm all in for it. Just the only thing I'm annoyed by, why didn't you do this in the summer? The writing was on the wall. It just proves that the only reason they kept him is because of the FA Cup final. And that is a really, really, really big red flag that you kept someone in because of one result. That were like a month and a half in, you decided to sack him already because of poor results. The results were poor before you even came. And this should have been done before the last international break. So I'm not really happy with Ineos. It should have been done in the summer. But, you know, let's just see where it goes.
Yeah, I think the briefs that came out today were that they wanted to give him a chance under the new Sporting structure, basically. And that the results and the performances just didn't warrant any more time, which I can understand. I think the FA Cup definitely helped, don't get me wrong. If he lost that game, I think he would have for sure been out. But I don't think it was just the FA Cup, but I think it helps. But I think they were just trying to give him, he got way too much time. But regardless, they made the right decision, and hopefully this next one that they make is critical. It's so critical, because we can't do another 2-3 years of trying to figure it out. Is he the right guy? Is he the wrong guy? It needs to be someone with a solid plan, someone that can communicate. How's his English? Is it good or no?
Perfect.
Perfect? Okay. That makes a big difference because I still can't understand what Eric Ten Hag is saying after 3 years.
Listen, if I had to hear one more
Bro, no more press conferences, no more bullshit, listen, bro. Oh my god.
The number one reason I hated Ten Hag. Actually, there's a lot of reasons. But the number one reason was the post. The man denied it would be lost against Tottenham. He just basically
denied it. He's like, I ignored it. I ignored it.
Didn't happen. 3-0, didn't happen because he got a red card. Sorry? Excuse me? It just didn't happen.
The thing is that Amorim, they've scored 30 goals in the league and they've conceded 2. So and bring that.
It's the Portuguese league, though. Come on,
it's like, the Portuguese league.
What are we doing? Eric Ten Hag's Ajax, they've
won the Portuguese Ajax. League. The Portuguese league is a much higher quality than the Dutch league. Much higher quality than the Dutch league.
But Eric Ten Hag's Ajax
was okay, 2 years ago. Much.
2 years ago, they battered Sporting. And on when you said if you're good enough for City and Liverpool, who was City's replacement for Pep 2 years ago? 3 years ago.
Well, it was
Ten Hag. Reports from quite a lot of English sources were saying.
Listen,
that might just be a bit.
No, listen. They duped us with Sanchez. They duped us with Maguire. They tried to dupe us with Ten Hag. It worked 3 times. That's all it was. They were really in for him. You know? Look what's happening now. They wanted this guy. We got him. We grabbed the CEO. We're grabbing the chain. They can't do nothing about it. We're grabbing the chain. But the players are in the Ballon d'Or right now. But you know what? I digress. We're grabbing the chain slowly but surely.
We've got a lot of players to worry about. On the wingers topic, what do you think happens with, firstly, Garnacho?
So he plays he doesn't play with wingers or what?
His front three, so he's a 3-4-3, and his front three are usually inside forwards, so one of them will support the striker, and one of them will sort of support the midfielder or the wing back and drop deeper. So, and I don't see Garnacho in many of them positions really, like with the striker.
He might just be relegated to the role that he should always be playing, which is super sub, bench role. Come on, stretch the game, like score a couple goals, get an assist, make an impact. Like that's what he should be, at least at this point in his career. So, but that role that you're describing. Sorry, 1 second, just to say, or does that mean Rashford's remontada is continuing?
Maybe, yeah. It depends on who's the wing back again, because the wing back stays high and wide. But they do.
What are you saying, Davies? What about those Davy links? Davies links.
North America, you got something for me.
They seem like
Rashford and Davies on the left hand side. God,
that would get caught out on the counter attack, but I don't care. As long as the system going that way, whatever goes that way, I don't care. As long as it goes that way.
I did that post on Stretford Trends. Showing the in possession structure, and I don't know if you've seen it yet. It says,
I'll look it up right now.
It says they use like three at the base, and then they use two CMs, and one CM will drop deeper, one will go higher.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
And then they'll use two wing backs.
Yeah.
And then they'll use a forward that will drop deep as well. And they'll use two inside forwards, one will drop deeper, and one will support the striker.
It's going to be.
Do you think Xerxes and Højlund can play together in this?
Xerxes and Højlund?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Does he come in and use a back three? I don't know. You know, he might just adapt to the team.
But that means we'll have Xerxes, Rashford, and Ahmad, and Garnacho fighting for one position. As we all know, Bruno's going to have the other position. That's a given.
Bruno's here forever now.
Bruno, I don't know. He has. He must have someone's nudes or something like that because he can never get dropped. He's always gonna play there.
Bro, and Ugarte. Ugarte's in there.
Oh yeah.
Ugarte must be just like over the moon.
He came into a manager that didn't want him, and now he gets his manager that made him what he is.
Do you not think Ineos bought Ugarte for Amorim?
It could be, honestly.
You know, and they bought another centre back. Well, they bought two centre backs as well. So they were maybe preparing for a back three.
Could be. They could have been playing the long game the whole time.
Or maybe they wanted Ten Hag to switch to a back three, but Ten Hag just never did it. So they were just like, we want a back three manager. And they just got one in. Because they said that Ruben Amorim was one of the... Him, McKenna and Potter, was it? The top three in the summer? Once Tuchel was out the window, so...
Yeah.
Listen, all I'm saying...
thing is, managers do that after the team. So if we've got Amorim, and he's a Manchester United manager, he'll definitely have to be adaptable. I don't feel like he'll stick with three like every game. Maybe, I don't know. It's just we haven't seen anything yet. But.
This is the only thing I say about Amorim. I've seen a lot of man them online complaining, you know, which sacking another manager, chopping and changing again. Good. This is what a top level club does. Who's been the most successful club, European club in England the last 10, 20 years? Chelsea. How many managers have they had? God knows how many. Madrid, known for chopping and changing the managers. And look how many Champions League they got. Like, it just is what top level clubs do. Listen, you say you want stability. I just don't want stupidity in my club. Keeping him was a stupidity. He had to go. And now, I don't know. We'll see what Big Ruben brings. But it's a bit too quick. It's a bit. They had this planned out. I think they had contacts ready there with Ruben, and I'm just looking for an excuse. And luckily, VAR came to our rescue. You know, screwed us over on Sunday. But look what happened.
I think for sure, like Ineos, the whole time we're waiting to get a guy that they were really confident about before making the move. Rightly or wrongly, like that's what. It was pretty obvious to me that's what their plan was, especially in the summer when they, like, they've been talking to other managers this whole entire time. Like, that's been pretty clear. They got as far as the salary negotiation with Tuchel in the summer before that, you know, didn't go the way they wanted to, and he walked away, and they're like, okay, I guess we'll bring back Ten Hag. And then this whole time they were talking to Xavi, talking to Amorim, talking to McKenna still. Like, they've been sourcing other managers the whole time, and then once they realize that, okay, we got our guy, it's pretty much a done deal. Like, okay, now we're ready to make this move. So I don't think they wanted a long-term interim. But it is nice. In the meantime, I guess it's a nice segue into these few games that we're going to have with Ruud. We're going to be playing Chelsea again with an interim manager. We saw how that went last time with Carrick. But what are you guys saying about Ruud for a couple games? Could be good vibes there, to be honest.
I feel like he won't change anything. You know, like how a manager comes in and just starts playing a whole different style and formation.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll just come in and just sort of repeat what Ten Hag was doing and maybe fix up on some positioning of some players. You know, Rashford at right wing back already. And Garnacho starting every game. I feel like Ruud will like Ahmad. He'll just make a few positional changes. I don't see anything changing mad, but the vibes will be crazy. Is it Old Trafford?
Let me look.
I think so.
Yeah, I think
it is. It is.
Don't we play Leicester first though?
Play Leicester on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let me see if that's at Old Trafford.
So
in the cup. So that'll be
mad.
And then yeah, Chelsea's at Old Trafford as well. So he'll get two games at least. Our next four games are at Old Trafford actually.
I
feel like he'll be in for the weekend though. I don't know.
You think Amorim will be in for the weekend?
I feel like they're moving quite quick because
usually
when this stuff happens, they don't wait quite long.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there's literally no pressure on Ruud because we don't know if Amorim is going to even keep him once he comes in. Probably not. You know, top level managers love to bring in their own staff. Probably get rid of him. Ruud is to be like, you know what? Why not? Let me just increase my own stock and show people what I can do the next four games. And the players are probably going to have a release over it because if you look at a lot of the reports, the players are like Ruud already acted as the manager when he was there. Ruud was the one communicating and doing the coaching sessions. So I feel like the players will have a lot of freedom just the next 4 days. Next, kind of like Ollie when the first game against Cardiff 5-0. You know, just like, just play, just go play and you'll have fun. It's like you're released now from these stupid instructions. So just do whatever. And I think one to look out for on the Amorim is going to be Højlund. Because we've seen what he did with Gyökeres. And I'm not saying Højlund is as good as Gyökeres. I'm not saying that. You know, Victor Gyökeres is insane. But there's a lot of similarities in their build and how they can play and their strengths. And I believe in this new system, I think Højlund will be the one to reap the benefits of it. Big, tall, better in the channels, you know, kind of like a one-man counter, essentially. I feel like he'll do well underneath him. But we're beating Leicester. We're definitely losing against Chelsea. Ain't no way God's green after winning Cole Paul.
We could win.
I mean, Chelsea is always like, it's just like, it'll be an entertaining game. Like, anything could happen in that game.
Reece James is back as well.
They're definitely good. They're definitely, I mean, they're better than us, but like, I guess they'll win. Old Trafford,
Did you read them reports on? Well, I don't know if you saw them, but it was like all the dressing room stuff that was happening. There was one of them saying when we lost to Bayern Munich, the players were clapping each other
in what the dressing mean? Room.
Like,
they were gassed over the performance.
At home or away?
Away.
Away.
Away 4-3. When Hoyland scored and all that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
When Onana.
But they said, oh, they were clapping each other. But the dressing room does feel like it needs a leader at all. From the manager and the players. They just feel like they're just self-serving players. I don't know. I feel like they're not giving up, but they just want
it. I don't think. Go ahead, Adam.
I disagree with that because we've seen how many last-minute comebacks we've had underneath this manager. I think the last thing you can say...
I'm not saying they're giving up. I just feel like they don't care as much about the team. Like, they're more...
Hey, listen, man, like... Like I said, Jamie Carragher always says, and I agree with him, the most important man at a club is the coach. It literally is the manager. He can change an entire club around. I know we gassed about Ineos... You know how much great stuff they promised, how much people they brought in, this and that, bloody blah. But I think this time period really enforced to me. You can have the greatest structure in the world, you could be just told to just coach or whatever, but that manager is the most important person at the club, and it's his job to instill the culture within the club. Do you get me? And if you're not getting that from your gaffer, he's not charismatic at all. He's gassing you up for losing 4-3. You know, Nana made a few mistakes and whatnot. And you have a bunch of few kids like Hoyland, Garnacho. They played over. I think Garnacho played that game. I can't really remember. Hoyland scored. You know, first, like, obviously they're going to be gassed. They are going to be gassed, and it's up to the manager to instill that. You know, we lost. We should be drawing or winning. We lost.
Like, don't you see in their play? Like when they play, they're just a bit hot. I don't know. Garnacho has so many shots, and he doesn't.
You're naming names. Ooh. You're naming names.
I can't dive in deep to anything, but
isn't that the style of play though, to overload one side? So Garnacho's side is he's basically 1v1 or 2v1 every time.
Even like when he has overlaps, he's
passing. I mean, yeah, he's naturally obviously a little bit more of a selfish player for sure. But
bro, the guy thinks he's Ronaldo on the left, but on the right he turns into the best like selfless right winger I've seen at the club. But when he comes to the left hand side, he just wants to be CR7. Brother, you're not CR7. And the one thing I'm happy about though is that there's a certain agency out there, yeah, that no more leaks, no more news.
You're getting a bit too ahead of yourself. René Hake is still on the club.
Who? Yeah.
René Hake. That coach that we brought in, René. And
him.
Anthony's still on the club.
Anthony's getting sold for sure.
No, I can't. You man. He needed a stretcher and he had a sprained ankle. Has anyone here sprained their ankle?
Yeah.
Did you need a stretcher?
No.
Did you need a stretcher, Hassan?
No, you just walk it off.
Come on, man. Come on. What are we doing out here, man? Come on, dog. And listen. If what you're telling me about Amarim Shrewd at 3-4-2-1 to 3-4-3, that guy has no future at this club. And I think Ryan's
doing. You mean left wing back? He's always been a left wing back.
He'd be a good left back, you know. He'd be a good left back.
Wing back as well. Like, he's okay in possession. Like, his passing is all right.
No, man. This is a guy, man. Remember, he nutmegged the drug dealers, Elastico, what, the bus drivers, Rainbow Fix over who? The politicians. I don't know what he's
called. That was a mad quote.
Listen, it was a cold quote. I'd never seen it in real life, but it was a cold quote. But yeah, I digress. He has no future at this club. There's literally no position for him.
On the futures, what do you think happens with the midfield?
Oh, Ugarte.
Casemiro, you know.
Ugarte is going to play every game. Casemiro.
He's been cooking.
Can I be honest?
He's been cooking.
Casemiro didn't have a bad game against West Ham. Yeah. He played. But he did a nutmeg. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. He's not bad, but he can't. He's not.
Bro, he's not playing quality anymore. I don't think he's been that bad compared to last season. Last season was horrible.
He hasn't been that bad, but he can't. We gotta move on past him. Like, just, we gotta get someone else.
I just want Amorim to trust the youth, mainly.
And then we have who's been our best midfielder this season? It's been Christian Eriksen.
Yeah, Eriksen can.
In the year of our Lord 2024, Christian Eriksen has been our best midfielder. His numbers are insane.
Under Amorim, the midfielders are going to have to cover good ground. Not cover, but they're going to have to press quickly. And Ugarte, Mainu, Bruno. I think that's that'll be the midfield.
Oh, breaking news. Rodri's won the Ballon d'Or.
I saw everyone breaking going news. Crazy over that today. It's like, why are people acting like he's not like a deserved winner?
Listen, all I'm saying is, I don't know why Bellingham's got rubbed out for no reason. That made no sense to me. Rodri was insane in the entirety of the year. He's still one of City's key players. He was a good player. Like, he was consistently one of the best players of the whole year. Vinicius was injured for 4 months. Literally injured for 4 months.
One of them could have won it, and it would have been justified.
I'm not mad if either him, Jude, or Rodri won it. I wouldn't be mad either way.
Jude hype.
All I'm saying, he's from Birmingham. MR10's good. Listen, all I'm saying is that when you see Ahmad on that podium next year, I told you so. That's all I'm saying.
We'll see, man. We'll see. Yeah, it's quite mad. Just the whole day. Where were you guys when you got the news?
I was at work, bruv. All I'm hearing, Ornstein. I was like, what? I was like, I turned my head like, what? I almost got whiplash. I was like, what did he tweet? What did he tweet? He goes, Ten Hag's gone. I was like, eh? Ten Hag's gone. My manager's right in front of me. I started shouting. I mean, what's wrong with you? I was like, listen, this is deeper than work. This is deeper than my paycheck. Not really. If you're watching this, it's not. This is deeper than that. You get me? He was finally gone. And then it was literally, you know what I'm happy about though? There was no leaks. There's literally nothing. It just came out of nowhere from the club. Is Ornstein really a leak? Do we count Ornstein as a leak?
No,
it's not a leak, bro. Like, Ornstein's legit, isn't it? Like, once Ornstein tweeted it, then boom,
the club
just happened. And listen, I knew I had to get my suit on for today. And all I'm saying is, when that athletic article comes out by his last few days, I will be there. I would be reading it straight away.
You know why it's taking long? Because it's going to be really long. I feel like they're going to dive into like two seasons ago. They're going to tell all
the... Oh, this Laurie Whitwell is going to dive into like...
Oh,
he's going to...
It's not going to be a one-man piece. It's going to be Laurie Whitwell,
Adam Crafton.
You know, Ornstein probably going to be on it. Who's it? Carl Anka will definitely be there.
Listen. There'll
probably be another one as well.
What have they got cooked for me? What are they going to chef up for me? That's all I need to know. I'm going to dive deep into this and see what happened at my club.
Bro, there's probably going to be some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon it's just going to be like the charisma was gone, the communication style was bad. Like, I've seen a lot of guys say, like last season, for example, everyone was saying, he wants his team to play a high line, they're just not doing it. Whose fault is that then? it's literally your job to get these men to push up. If they're ignoring you, that is your fault, bro. That is your fault as the gaffer. So why are people making excuses like that? I never understood it.
Go ahead.
And yeah, man. I was just super excited. And then in the office, people were saying we want Xavi. I was like, hold it right there. Hold it right there. No. I see what he did at Barcelona. I don't want that at my club. I see Mandem saying, give it to Rui till the end of the season, Carrick, and I was intrigued, but Ruben Amorim,
guys that's like, he's always linked to us, but like, I never thought he would be the manager as I said, I need to watch more.
Where were you when the news hit?
Bro, I was asleep. And I woke up and to the ST group chat going, I saw your message first, Abu. I just, because there was a bunch of messages I was scrolling. He said, he's gone in all caps. I said,
Alhamdulillah.
No way. I click, go open Twitter, search Manchester United, just first tweet is club statement, Erik ten Hag.
You know what I saw?
I couldn't believe it. I didn't think there was any way he was getting, just the way it was going, it just seemed like he was just going to stay forever, to be honest. Like, it didn't seem like anything was ever going to change, but...
I want to know who pulled the trigger. Who looked dead in the eyes and like, you're gone.
Barada and Ashworth, I think.
I think they said it was Wilcox did it. Won him as well.
Wilcox never rated him.
It was in the meeting. Yeah, Wilcox hated him from the beginning. But I'm just excited to see something different, bro. Just like something, like honestly, whoever comes in is just gonna come in. What?
It's all the same things for like since last year.
Dude, it's just the same bullshit team selection, the same bullshit setup, like just the same bullshit, bro.
And then like, can you believe you were gassing up 5 passes in preseason?
Bro, let's be honest,
we were gassing up 5 passes in preseason.
No, the new 4-2-4 auto possession shape, bro, is going to change our lives.
Bro, listen, I thought, yo, penicillin is this year. I thought, yo, my life's going to be changed, going to be saved. But you know what? It's what it is. It is what it is.
You got me.
You got us. You got me.
The signs were in fact not there.
You know, Mason Mount would be a good player under Amorim if he,
who?
You know.
Now you got
the guy that plays for us. He's in our club. Who? He's called Mason Mount. He wears a number 7.
I've no idea what you're in a moment.
I think
I've forgotten him
by now.
Don't know who that player is, mate.
Well, we believe in you, Mace. If you're watching, come back strong. Where's Luke Shaw, man? Where's Luke Shaw?
He tweeted. He posted a picture.
He tweeted?
No, he posted a picture with him and Ten Hag.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Kobe did. Bro, people are so stupid.
Quiet. I'm not
doing anything
yet. Yeah, I saw what you like, my friend.
I want to say thank you for all the success for the future, boss.
De Gea, I saw what you tweeted. Varane, I seen what you liked. I've seen this. How do you think Sancho's going to be received at Old Trafford?
Booed. Not well, I don't think.
Well, booed, innit?
Yeah.
Probably just a few views, I think, and that's it. I don't think anyone really gives it.
I mean, he's going to be on the bench, so.
He don't want to stop.
Pedro Neto's taking his chain.
Yeah, bro. Ben took that.
Yeah.
You know, Trent locked him up, and then Pedro Neto balled the next game. Sancho didn't touch the field.
He got hooked at halftime on that game versus him.
Yeah, bro. Those little gimmicky assists probably didn't move anyone.
Those Busquets assists.
Yeah, bro.
Oh my god!
Don't worry about Sancho, bro.
Don't rub him out like that, bro. He was
the way Dalot playing though. He might get the best of Dalot. I'm not gonna lie.
No, listen, Diego Dalot.
Genius, bro. Genius. Absolute genius. He started, bro, randomly. He started losing his man on corners. He started not tracking back. He started missing open goals. I see the vision now, bro.
But you know, if you cut that on, yeah.
I see the yeah. No, let's snap back. Let's snap back though.
Diego Dalot, I respect you. I see what you've done. You played 43 of the last 44 games, completing all 90 minutes in 43 of those games, playing every Portugal game. And you're like, Bundes, I need a rest. I need to go to, I need a week in Ibiza to chill with some baddies. I see your vision. You decided to miss an open goal. I respect it hugely. I see you. You're my player of the year, man. You're my player of the year already, man. He's my player of the year. But none of this inverting business now from Amorim. Listen, yeah. I want to see him high and wide. I want to see my wingers inverted and they're close to my striker. That's all I want. Please, I beg. Just none of this. I don't want my right back going forward on goal with my right winger. He scored 30 goals 2 seasons ago behind him playing right wing back.
Honestly, I don't want to see that again. Game, my head was gone.
I don't want to send that.
Like, my head hasn't been gone in a while, I'll be honest. I haven't cared in a while.
No, like everyone was saying, oh, how did we miss those chances? I get it. Any professional footballer should be scoring that. But when it's your right back in those positions instead of your right winger, does that not tell you there's a problem?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of problems. There's still a lot of problems. Like,
I think Garnacho,
just because Emerson is here doesn't mean everything's just like solved. Or he's not even here yet, first of all. And
Garnacho might get humbled a bit now. Like,
surely Ahmad will start playing a bit more.
Honestly, Ahmad needs to play. I feel like it.
Listen, I don't mind Garnacho. Like, I actually like he's getting into good positions. Like I said before, he's fearless. Intensity, I like it. He misses too many chances for my liking, but at least he gets in those positions. At least he's got intensity, makes him look behind. I don't mind. I'm not as big as a hater as everyone else, but please, for the love of God, take your brother's phone away from you and smash it up, or just delete Twitter from his phone, or just make him have a burner account, because the stuff he's saying is is incredible. It's actually insane. Like, did you man see what he tweeted about Vinicius today? But he deleted it.
No, what did he say?
Let me get my phone out. Roberto, you can't hide from me.
Are you sure you didn't get Centelled?
No. It wasn't United Centelled. Although United Centelled would go, you know, triple platinum. I can't lie.
It actually would, for sure.
Someone said, why did Vinicius win it? Roberto Garnacho with a ticket.
Oh, I thought you meant actually, like, Alejandro Garnacho
tweeted. No, Roberto tweeted, because of all the problems he's had, not football terms, and no one can convince me about anything else. What does that mean, bro?
What problems is he talking about?
What do you mean, bro?
Do you know what they mean?
Yeah, but Roberto, I'm looking at you, brother. What does that mean?
You know, you saw Enzo's video the other day.
Oh, about... The guy was like, oh, what did he say? You like French players? Was that what he said to him?
Crazy.
There's a guy in Selfridges, he's literally like recording Enzo. He goes, oh, you like French players, don't you? Enzo was like, yeah. With a smile on his face. But yeah.
Anyways, Leicester. And then Chelsea.
Yeah, it's just vibes now. It's just like it's just... We're just chilling, bro. I didn't know. We just kick back. When, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, hopefully Rue can get it done in a couple games.
I'm going to hate this. You know when our players are put in better positions and they start scoring and performing, everyone's going to be like, why didn't they do it under Ten Hag? Because they weren't in those positions under Ten Hag. Ten Hag never put them in those positions. It's like as soon as Jose left, Oli came in and the players were put in closer to goal. Why are they not performing? Because they're closer to goal. Because like, they're closer to each other, they're closer to goal. That's what happens.
4-3-3 straight away.
Literally, and I know there's a certain whiny guy who lives in Nottingham who's going to be like whining, oh, why are these players doing this? No, whatever. Fact checking his son or something like that. I don't know what my man's on. Little fed, but he's going to be screaming whatever. Yeah, I'm not here for it. I just want vibes. I think the vibes may carry us against Chelsea. You never know, man. It's straight vibes from that one.
No, good vibes. Hopefully the vibes will be good.
There is a lot of pressure on the players,
Marvel. Yeah, I think the players will just go out and play free. Like, they're playing with house money at this point. Like, it doesn't really matter until whoever comes in. Hopefully, like, this manager process doesn't get super drawn out either. Like, I want it to just be like, next guy in, boom, we're starting on this new project.
And what I like, though, is that there's an international break soon, so he'll have more time on the training ground with the players who are not going to be picking international football, you know, to work on some stuff and stuff like that. Work with the academy kids a bit, maybe. We know Amrim likes to bring in youth. That's what I've read on Twitter. So, and we got the second best youth academy in all of football, as far as I'm concerned.
I've seen a picture now. Pogba in the Europa League at Juventus.
No, I've just seen that too, yeah.
Playing with Amrim. That's crazy.
Played against Amrim.
He's mad young, huh?
He's 37.
39.
Oh, my God.
I thought he's 37.
Something more, whatever.
Let me look. He is 39.
But this, like, there's a trend now in football where, like, everyone's getting younger. The managers are getting younger. The kit men are getting younger. Cafe reception's got to get younger. I'm sorry, love, but you got to get cut. You know what I'm saying? You got to get younger. You get me? Like, everyone's getting younger. It's crazy.
Should I call it? What's your predictions for Leicester? And then Chelsea will call after Chelsea. Unless something
happens. I have no idea what's going to happen, really. I think it'll just be like, I feel like we'll beat Leicester, and then like Chelsea, we might like draw, or I think could win, or it could like literally anything could happen. I have no idea. It depends who's the manager.
I think it'd be 4-2 against Leicester. I think it's going to be back to back, end to end. And they'll score 2, and we'll just outblast them because we have better firepower. Then against Chelsea have been good, but they haven't been that good this season, so there is places to get them at. But this new Caicedo and Lavio partnership in midfield is looking strong, like grown men strong. And Reece James is back. Well,
until he blows, I feel it. Like we'll beat Leicester 3-1, and then we'll draw to Chelsea in the middle.
So. I can definitely see that a 2-2 draw or some shit.
Yeah, it's at Old Trafford, and they're going to win 2-0.
Old Trafford, Rude at the helm versus Chelsea.
Compact structure. Even Amorim, compact structures. Both of them.
I'll believe it when I see it, man. I got too much PTSD.
Those open lines in midfield.
Yeah, I don't know. Is just seeing something normal is gonna be weird.
It's gonna be like, oh, we can actually play football now.
If I see my wingers in the half space, I think I'll cry tears of joy. I think I genuinely will cry tears of joy.
You don't want him hugging the touchline anymore.
More than one shot per game. Oh my days.
Oh my god. That first Rashford shot when he's literally like next to the goal.
When he just gets played the ball. Well, he didn't the other day. That was just one time though.
Well, it just listen. If I see Diego Dalot running with and seeing Ahmad inverting and Eriksen next to them, a little triangle, oh, the tears in my eyes.
He likes triangles a lot. Remember, like diamonds.
Like triangles. See, he's Illuminati confirmed, bro. He's basically gonna win.
You heard it here first. Treble coming. Treble three, triangle, three sides.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Three piece suit. Think about it.
Three people on this panel.
Think about it. Think about it. Three goals scored all season. Think about it.
Oh gosh. Well, relief. Are you guys feeling relieved? I feel pretty relieved to not. I feel like there's just a big monkey off my chest, weight off my shoulders. Like I can just, I can finally take a deep breath, and not have to worry about this guy anymore.
I can finally just go into a game without thinking what kind of BS am I going to see this today.
You know, feels like there's a new, like, I don't know, something new has happened.
This is what should have happened in the summer, though. It feels fresh. You see all this good vibe and goodwill. Like, well, this is what should happen in the summer.
I thought it just felt like the same thing kept happening again and again. For 1 year, I was watching the same problems and the same football and the same team selections. It was like just a repeat of a whole year. I was going crazy, man. I had enough. Last week, the week before, I didn't even want to watch this. Like, didn't watch some of this game. And...
How are you, Mas? I'll see you for the next two games.
That'd be hilarious if Mas just played.
Listen, all I'm saying, if Malassi and Shaw are suddenly back fit, I don't know what I'll do. If them two suddenly come back fit right after this guy's gone, I swear to God.
He likes sports science a lot as well, somewhere. I'm him.
Oh, finally. No more BS injuries to our players for no reason. No more overplaying them. I think...
He rotates a lot. So.
What players do you think will benefit the most from him coming in? I think I got my
from the back.
No, just the top three players, like whatever position.
Onana, Menu. I know Menu. Ugarte, Menu, Rashford, Ahmad, and maybe Hoyland. I don't know, because he does like his striker to drop deep still.
I think for me it'll be. Defo Ugarte, Defo Onana. And my surprise shout is Defo Maguire. I think he's gonna come back into the team. Because Mayoral is close coming back, but not yet fully coming back. I think he's gonna like him. You know, Maguire made 1-2 mistakes this season, that's bound to happen, but he's played all right, majority of it. And I think I would say Bruno, but I don't know, man. Hoyland, because I think he's going to love him because he has the same, not exactly the same profile, but same physical build and same potential in the way he could play to Gyökeres, I think.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. I think Manu for sure, just playing in a more compact midfield and like something with more structure.
We'll I think see. People pass too. Doesn't have to run with the ball all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I was hearing stuff like Marcos Ado, Pedri, Yamal, brother, I don't care about your La Masia youths. There's only one geezer who's the best young midfielder in the world and he's coming back in about 6 weeks' time. But he's coming back. He's coming back.
Where do you think this leaves Lissandro?
Left centre back or no centre back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Left centre back or brother, you're not going to be there, mate. I'm sorry.
Let's hope Ten Hag buys our Deadwood offers. Next club he goes to.
Who do you think is gonna maybe, like not gonna play now? He's like he's just done. Sorry, I said who do you think like future's like he's done and dusted now? Like he's just not gonna have a future.
Anthony. I don't know. Do you think Zex, he'll be all right?
He'll be calm. You got. I mean, we only have a couple strikers, so like he's got to play a little bit.
Probably Eriksen. I don't know. But, well, he's leaving anyway, Eriksen. So. Yeah, mostly just Antony. We'll see what happens with Martinez. The rest, I don't know. That's it for me.
I think we have a decent squad. I think we have a top four squad. I know you're going to hate me saying that, Hassan, but we have a top four squad.
We have a top four squad, but it's like, I don't know. Can we change a few positions and challenge?
Give it a year or two, I think so.
Maybe.
Maybe. All I know is that by the end of the year, United are going to be having one more Premier League title when the City's charges come in. That's all I know.
Only time will tell. But we got a good start today. Moving in the right direction. And we just got to see what happens from here. But yeah, any last thoughts?
I got some video content coming on this YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you guys stay tapped in on the YouTube. We got a bunch of stuff coming out about everything that's happening. New manager, systems of play, style of play, video analysis, all that stuff. So make sure you guys stay tapped in. Abu?
We're winning it all, my mate, my friend. We're winning it all.
You heard it here. It's not over yet.
It's not over till the fat lady sings. And I have not heard Susan Boyle sing in a long time.
You can go listen to her right now, seeing as though you're partying. Right.
All right. On that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.